Well, hi. I wasn't really planning on doing a video so soon, but then again, why not? And we've had some things going on, so I thought I'd just fire this thing up. Today you get a view, because today we are at my parents' house, and we're actually here for the weekend, and in Michigan, and it's beautiful. There's snow on the ground. It's been snowing all day today, and I don't think it was snowing last night when we got in here, but anyway, it's beautiful. And it's Christmas, everyone. It's almost Christmas, so that's super exciting. It feels great to be in my parents' house. They're always apologizing because they say it's so boring here, but in all honesty, this is a place that we can come to and really feel like that we can just relax and take a deep breath. And it was certainly needed this week. So this isn't going to be a bummer video, because I don't want that. It's the holiday and that's awesome, and there's, you know, lots of good stuff on the horizon and a new year coming up. But there are, you know, there are things that are always going on. Angie took another big fall last weekend. This is her fifth fall now in a month. Angie is not a clumsy person whatsoever, so though this is a new thing that's been happening twice, including last weekend. She's hurt herself, and she hurt herself in the same spot. We have these beautiful wooden steps, but they are very slippery, and she's fallen down a good portion of them. So that's been a little concerning, but the oncologist is not worried. They said it's probably due to, her magnesium is always pretty low, and she gets magnesium infused with her weekly treatments, and that's causing a little weakness in her legs. So there's that. We just have to be a little careful. If you know Angie, she runs up and down. She's rushing everywhere she's going. So just need to slow it down and, you know, maybe get her some treads on the steps or slow her down somehow. Probably super glue her shoes to the steps. I don't know. anyway, another big thing that's been going on, and the reason why I definitely wanted to put something out there, is just, you know, it's crazy. We have these, it's Christmas, it's the holidays, it's awesome. We're so excited. And then, you know, yesterday morning, Angie was in our shower and I was in there talking to her while I was getting ready. And she said, "Did you see it was snowing outside?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Isn't it beautiful?" And I said, "Oh my gosh, yeah." And then she, you know, Angie's not super emotional, but she started crying. And the next thing I know, I'm just, you know, hugging her, soaking wet. And, you know, because she's like, "Wouldn't it be awesome if we could just look out at the snow like so many people are and just say, oh, that's beautiful." And instead we're looking out at snow like, how many of these moments do we have left? And, you know, none of us know anything. That's not to say that we're not going to have a hundred more, because I'm sure that we will. But there are just those moments that happen that are so real, and there is just nothing that you can say. Don't want to get emotional. Not too emotional. There is just nothing you can say in those moments. All you can do is just wrap your arms around them and, you know, ensure them that you're going to be with them to make the most out of everything. And, but the other thing that we have, and probably why those thoughts are even on our minds, are we, since Angie's diagnosis, she hasn't had a PET scan approved by insurance. So dumb. So they were going to try to get that at the 1 year mark. Well, there have been some things going on, enough to where she was approved to get a PET scan. So she had that on Friday, this past Friday. And we'll get the results next week. So while I am sure that everything's all right, that's burned me before with Angie and all of this. So I hate to even say that, and I hate to even tell people, and I haven't told anybody, and other than a select three people, maybe, in our families, just because, you know, I don't want to concern anyone. That's such a hard part, that fine line of making sure everyone's informed, and also not setting people up for worry and concern when it doesn't need to be there. Because, you know, we're positive and we're hopeful and we'll get through this, and anybody worrying, it's not going to do anybody any good, you know. Even with us, we know we shouldn't be, that there's nothing we can do, and we keep telling ourselves that. We get to our, it's just a cycle. We keep doing it. We're like, oh gosh, you know, we don't want to consider the what ifs, and then we're like, okay, well, whatever it is, it is. It's already, we can't do anything about it. Can't do anything to change it. And then we just start in the same cycle. And I found the last couple of days, we've been with family, and I'm a little sad. Just because I can see Angie come in and out of worry, and I feel myself coming in and out of worry, and it's just that anxious feeling of waiting for results. Sucks. Just sucks. That's all it is. Anyway, it's awesome news that we don't have to wait a full year for the PET scan. It is fantastic that she got the approved to get the scan. So we are very anxiously awaiting that, so we can jump on, you know, whatever's going on, or clear our minds for whatever's not going on. And that's really, 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 really great news. So all I want to say is Merry Christmas, everyone, and hug your loved ones, and appreciate your loved ones. And I don't want to get too sentimental, but it is me after all, so it is what it is. But anyway, we love you guys. Thanks for checking in. Thanks for always trying to check in and connect with us, and know that we're doing okay. Everything's just fine. There are just some little things going on. Everything's fine, and we'll update everybody after we get the results back from the scans. And we're just going to keep living, and we're going to celebrate Christmas in this snow. So if you guys don't have snow wherever you're at, we'll enjoy it for you. So we'll talk to you soon. Merry Christmas, everyone. We love you. Bye.